Hello world, this is Prescott, Arizona.
Prescott, have your attention please. In those words that I have said every year for 8 years now, interrupting all broadcasts, Coyote Radio Theater is on the air!
I'm Robert Seaweed.
I'm Melissa Blah.
And this is Talk of the Country.
On today's program, we'll turn our investigatory spotlight on our own network. Does American public radio have a liberal bias? The answer may surprise you.
Plus, we'll discuss a book you'll never read by an author you've never heard of. And our review will make you feel vaguely inferior.
And just a reminder, this is a pledge weekend, so we'll be taking long, long, long breaks to grovel for your money so we can stay commercial free.
But first, this special report about a growing segment of the American population, one that has long resided just beneath mainstream culture. This previously hidden population is now embracing their public status and is asking for the right to vote.
We have in our studios today the president of the Dead Vote Society, a group which calls for the right of zombies to vote. Mr. Zeke Stepinski, himself a zombie, is here speaking to us through interpreter Holly Lloyd. Good day to both of you.
Hello, Melissa.
Ah, now, Mr. Stepinski, could you please help our listeners understand exactly what it means to be a zombie?
To become a zombie, one has to have been bitten by someone infected with the zombie virus. After a few days of excruciating illness, one appears to die, and then a short time later awakens with an insatiable hunger for human flesh. He would like me to tell you that your brain smells lovely this morning, Melissa.
Thank you. Mr. Stepinski, how many zombies would you say are members of the Dead Vote Society?
We have thousands of members at this time, Melissa, and of course we are aggressively recruiting new members every day.
I see. Does zombie status tend to be a regional phenomenon, or is it more evenly distributed throughout the country?
Yes, the virus is tropical in origin, as he said, so zombies are more prevalent in the southern states, though you will find zombies throughout the country. Why, you may have met some here in New York City and never realized that they were zombies at all.
All right, Mr. Stepinski. And what makes your group think that you deserve the right to vote? I mean, what makes you any different than, say, a vampire?
The difference is vampires are, in fact, dead. Zombies, on the other hand, reside in the shadowy twilight world between life and death. As such, they are not entitled to continue. Are they not entitled to continue participating in the democratic process, Melissa?
So, Mr. Stepinski, you're not in favor of vampire suffrage.
Don't be ridiculous, Melissa. That would make a mockery of our sacred democratic process.
I see. So, do zombies really have the mental capacity to vote? Various studies I've read have suggested that a zombie's brain operates at about 2% the capacity of a non-zombie. Doesn't this affect a zombie's ability to make informed electoral decisions?
Exactly. Since when has a functioning brain been a voting requirement in this country, Melissa?
Now, you mentioned earlier that zombies sometimes walk among us without us recognizing them. There have even been rumors that certain high-ranking politicians are, in fact, already zombies. Would you care to comment?
Nixon.
No comment.
I'm sorry. I thought it sounded like he said...
No, that was zombie for no comment at this time.
Well, okay. Now, the push for zombie voting rights received a large boost yesterday when President Bush himself came out in favor of the Undead Voting Act, or UVA for short. Let's listen to this excerpt from the press conference.
Zombies is good people. Heck, I know a few of them myself. Nice folks. Sure, they're cannibals, and some of them don't smell too good. But that shouldn't prevent them from participating in the demographic process. See, I believe that all human life is sacred, with the obvious exceptions of death row inmates and citizens of countries whose leaders support terrorism. Now, some folks will have you believe that zombies live a persnickety vegetarian state, but that's just nonsense. With that in mind, I've made my first zombie appointment. I'd like to introduce to y'all Polly Zanderthal, my nomination for Supreme Court Justice. Say hello to the folks, Polly. Now, Polly's qualifications for this post should be self-evident. When she was fully alive, she was head judge at a very prestigious dog and pony show. And furthermore, her daddy is a good friend of my daddy. So, Polly, how come you're sniffing my head?
What's going on? No, wait. It appears as though she's losing interest in... Oh, the Secret Service is responding now!
Oh, gee, what's happening? Oh, jeez! Oh, God!
She's been shot! Polly, the zombie has been shot! She's not moving! Oh, this is terrible! Oh, the inhumanity!
Polly? Oh, dear. There's still hope. Ladies and gentlemen, if everybody in the audience claps their hands and says, I do believe in zombies, then maybe, just maybe, Polly might be all right. Come on now. Clap your hands. I do believe in zombies.
I do believe in zombies.
That's it. Now wait. Some of you ain't saying it. I believe in zombies.
I do believe in zombies. Hooray! Well, there you have it. I'm Melissa Blah, and I'd like to thank our guest, Mr. Zeke Stepinski. Let go of my head, please. Thank you. For APR, I'm Melissa Blah. Now we go back to Robert Seaweed, who will sacrifice all dignity to solicit your financial support.
Well, completely fiction. Not true. Possibly.
Hello, world. This is Prescott, Arizona.